Good afternoon. I'm Lou Jordan with Kent in the Community, being brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance and our latest Kent in the Community Award recipients. Today we have twins on the show. I think it's the first time we ever had twins. It is Jake and Jordan Miller. First of all, guys, congratulations. Both Jake and Jordan, they just graduated from the Du Bois Area High School. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Now, let me give you a little background on both of these guys. During their years at the Du Bois Area High School, now both of the boys participated in the marching band. Jake was on the drum line and Jordan on tenor sax. Also the concert band, the choir, select choir, and the theater as well. And they are both employed at Martin's. Very busy guys. First of all, let's talk with Jordan. Now, Jordan and his brother, they have volunteered at the First Class of Children's Foundation events. And Jordan, how long have you been with the foundation?
So I started volunteering back in 2010. I was volunteering. I sold cookies, I sold chips, and I sold soda, just helping out behind the scenes with the concession stand. And I have worked pretty much every single event since then. The car shows, the cars and coffee, the car cruises. I have been pretty much every single one, mostly concession stand focused.
And Jordan, tell us a little bit about the First Class Children's Foundation. What is that all about?
So the First Class Children's Foundation is focused on helping kids in the community, especially those with books. Like, they help out with books and they help out with school supplies. And I know this past year down at C.G. Johnson Elementary School, they gave out imagination boxes, and they had Pokemon cards, they had some candy, they had some books and some pencils and all that stuff. And I know this year they're going to move on to doing that with C.G. Johnson again, and they're also going to move on to Juniata.
That is amazing. Now, if anybody wants to get involved, do they just get in touch with you to find out what they need to do?
They actually get in touch with the founder of First Class, Matt Reed, my cousin.
And then Matt will take care of things, and then you guys will make sure that they get what they need.
Yep. We hand pack all the boxes. My cousin Matt, he orders the boxes from a printing company, and we actually hand pack and hand label every one of the boxes.
So, Jordan, is there anything else that you would like to add that people need to know about the foundation?
We actually have an upcoming event this July. It's July 10th. It's a cruise in where people come, bring their cars, and there'll be food there, concessions, 50-50 tickets, and all that fun stuff.
Now that sounds like a real good time. Okay, everybody listening, circle that day on the calendar. That is July 10th. And this fall, Jordan, you are getting ready to attend college. Tell us, what degree do you plan on earning in college?
I am going to be going into business management. I am undecided as of this point to which college I want to go to, but my main focus, I want to go and major in business management.
Jordan, we wish you the best of luck as you head off to college. And thank you for the work that you're doing with the First Class Children's Foundation. And of course, your twin brother, Jake, also working at the First Class Children's Foundation. Jake, tell us what you have been doing to help the foundation.
I started back in 2010 along with Jordan. We've pretty much worked every car show that we've had since then, all the cruise-ins and all that fun stuff since the organization first started. So we've been around since the beginning.
So what is your favorite part about doing all the volunteer work?
Well, especially for the first class, I enjoy being able to get out and see different kinds of cars and seeing what type of people come out to the shows and really just being able to give back to the community in a different way.
Okay, and it looks like you're getting ready to attend college as well, and you're looking for a degree in teaching?
Yeah, I was thinking either going into elementary education or nursing.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and we thank both you guys for all the work you're doing to help the community.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Kids in the Community has been brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance. If you know of another group or individual who deserves recognition, you can always nominate them at Sunny 106.fm.